Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, soccer or football.
As far as mathematics is concerned, you need to calculate how you're going to pass, how you're going to score, for instance. All this calculation, all these scientific processes that goes on in your brain before you play a match is incredible.
And I think this year, like, a lot of on goals.
And it's
like
record-breaking. Yeah.
The game of soccer is commonly known as football. All around the world is the most popular game right now. Therefore, as we all know, the object of this game is to score a goal, and it is at each end. And also, this is the most exciting moment of the game. So why is that? And this game is played by both sexes, boys and girls. Usually, fans go nuts when one team scores a goal and also win. And some of them go further down disturbing peace. Why is that happening? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. On the beach in Hawaii. Now it's well time to welcome to our show, all the way from Mombasa, Kenya, VOA Swahili reporter Josephat Kioko. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sunday Shomari, for having me in the show.
All right, you're welcome. And also we have a professional footballer himself from Rwanda, Bizinwayo Elise. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm here.
You're welcome, brother. And in the studio, I have my colleague, the one who loves soccer and sports, Honeymoon Aljabri. Welcome to the show for the first time.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. And also we have our intern in the house, all the way from Las Vegas. Please welcome our intern, Nesta Otieno.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sure. Anytime, brother. Tonight in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing the game of soccer or football. Well, as we all know, and according to historyofsoccer.info, this popular game has been played for more than 3,000 years. Can you imagine that? Well, the nativity of modern-day soccer also is credited to Great Britain. But is there a limit to soccer players that can do around the world? We know that Ronaldo, Messi, and the king himself, Pele, and the underrated players like Eusebio of Portugal. But what are they really doing with soccer? Are they changing lives, bringing fortune, bringing happiness, bringing a fan to the people of their countries and pride? And I spoke to a soccer fan from Nigeria, Tokpe, and I wanted to know her take.
Okay, soccer is the only thing that unites Nigeria together. Mm-hmm. That is confirmed, because both Hausa, Yoruba, Igbo, every tribe, when it comes to football, mm-hmm. you see an old man mm-hmm. hugging a five-year-old boy because a team just scored, and it's so crazy. I think I'm the only person in my family that doesn't like soccer, but everybody loves soccer. And I wish soccer is an everyday thing in Nigeria, because we will be united, because that is the only thing that unites Nigeria this time around.
Wow.
And I don't know the excitement about soccer, but I know people get excited when they watch soccer.
I know. Can you imagine?
So excited, but I'm sorry, I don't feel the same way.
I know you don't feel the same way, but tell me something. Don't you see people in the streets sometimes going crazy, throwing stones
they
if they lose a
they
game,
go
or go crazy when they win a game?
I know, but I'm sorry, I don't feel the same way they feel. But I know that.
Yeah.
But come to think of it, I used to like football, you know. I was a Chelsea fan.
Okay.
But this game,
what happened?
That we played, and it was Chelsea and Man U mm-hmm. that was playing the final.
Mm-hmm.
And John Terry made us to lose the cup. Can you remember that time?
Mm-hmm, I do.
I almost had an heart attack. That was the day I vowed not to love football anymore. I'm serious. That was years back, if you remember.
Really?
That was the day I stopped loving football because it was crazy.
So you thought you're going to lose your life because of football?
Honestly, that day I almost lost it.
Really?
It was creamy. I was standing on the sofa. I was everywhere like, oh my God, totally, please don't do this. And eventually we lost the World Cup. And not the World Cup, I mean the game that time.
Right.
That was it. That was why I stopped.
So now you know. So now you know, Tokupe, the reason why people go crazy. You know why people get excited, because you've been there yourself.
It's just the excitement. I don't know.
It is not an easy thing. You know what they say? They say a game of soccer is science. Some people say it's magic. And you say it's even connecting people.
Yeah, I know it's a big connector. It makes different tribes, different genders, even enemies, they get to hug themselves when your country scores, you like, oh, here go. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, when you're done with that celebration, you look like who you just hugged and you're like, it is you. Please get out. Get out of here.
It's like a dream. You need to wake up from the dream.
Yeah. Soccer, it has this spirit in it, and it's a good one.
So I think it's a good thing when you see soccer bringing love and bringing people together. I think it's a good thing generally. Don't you think so?
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah, I said that it's a good thing.
And maybe you should go back to it and love it again.
Not promising you that.
Thank you, Tokupe from Nigeria. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing football. Well, back to the studio. I want to know, is soccer associated with culture and traditions? Anyway, let me welcome Joseph Kiyoko.
Yeah, the game of football has very exciting moment, and it's a fact that every sport has to have some spectacular events and moments, and football is one that sport that provides that all. And in countries like Brazil, they talk of region number 2 being football because of how people relate with football, how professionals earn money because of this kind of sport. In Africa, this is one of the sports that has more and huge fans whenever football is being played. You know, if anybody has never played football, I don't know why, because right from childhood, in the streets, every city, whether you live in a city or in the village, you must have kicked the ball in one way or the other. Not necessarily becoming a professional footballer, but kicking the ball, like in Kenya here, if you never kicked a ball made of plastic bags and the strings, then you do not enjoy your childhood. Mm-hmm. And then in our countries, everybody talks of football. I mean, it's a very big sport and has very many fans globally.
That's for sure, Kiyoko. Let me welcome the only lady in the room, Hanibun Al-Jabri. You love soccer, you love football. Tell me about your experience and the moments you have in this special game of football. Especially now with the World Cup, I think it's a different game altogether.
Yeah. I love soccer. I love soccer so much. Mm-hmm. I remember I used to play.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we know girls play soccer, but it's not very common in Africa, especially. I mean, now they do, but I see mostly in America and Africa, I don't see that happening. But they play. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was a tomboy, so.
Oh, okay. So it was easy to play.
It was easy to play. And I used to play Lamba 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, a good midfielder. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I was currying. Oh, yeah? Just cooking.
Cooking the whole place and creating balls and opportunities. Wow.
Yeah, I think this is a very excited moment because of World Cup.
Uh-huh.
It's sad for East African because I don't remember.
Exactly.
When we were
I think
there.
The closest was 1974 when Congo, the former Zaire, went. That would be, say, when we participated.
Yeah, I think we ran so much, I guess.
Like the Kenyans, the Kiyokos, and the Otienos, and the Ethiopians.
Yeah, I think East Africa, we belong the other side of the field, not inside the field. So soccer is a beautiful game to watch. Yeah.
We have a professional footballer himself. Professional footballer from Rwanda. Tell me, Mr. Elise, you play football, you play professionally. Tell me the time you go in the pitch to play football. How important is that to you, and how do you create? You are a midfielder. Tell me about your position. How important is that position when you're playing football?
Okay, thank you so much.
I pray number 8, but mostly I like pray as a free roll, you know, box to box things like that, because I know that I can. Yeah, so when I'm in the field, the first thing I think about is just about winning the game. And when I'm praying, I know that all the team is behind me and they are looking at me to create chances and sometimes to score goals so that we can get a win. You know, football is so amazing, and I think, you know, because of more supporters and, you know, people, they pay their money to come and support us. They leave their jobs to come and support us. So even us, when you go there in the field, we know that and want to show them that we can, and we want to make them happy so that next time they come. And, you know, football is I don't know how I can say it, but it is amazing. Because I remember when I was young, when I started playing football, the time my mom used to bring for me orange watch, I used just to keep them as the ball. So I started playing football when I was like 5 years.
Okay.
So I loved football. I love football. Every time when I'm free, I just play with the ball. Every time, I just love the ball. So that about the question you asked me, when I'm the field, but the first thing is just get a win as a midfielder. You create chances and you give those good passes so that our striker can score goals and make everyone happy.
Okay.
That's about it.
That's great. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much. And we also have in the house Nesta Otieno himself as a reporter. You've seen the energy that people bring in this game of football, not just the ones who are playing, but even the ones watching.
Absolutely.
And you've gone to so many different occasions, I believe, to report about sports. Tell me your experience, my brother.
I mean, growing up in Kenya, because I come from Kenya myself, I used to play soccer when I was very young. And I would say environment really determines whether you're going to love soccer or not, all right? Because I grew up in a neighborhood where everyone was kicking something. Mm. Everyone was kicking a ball, and that was influential as far as my love for soccer is concerned. And I would like to say soccer is a legion. I mean, it has massive following. At the same time, it's a matter of life and death in some country, by the way, because if you look at, for instance, Colombia, Andres Escobar died because of football.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at Diego Maradona in Argentina, he's considered a football god. All right, like Messi, some people consider him a football god. All right, so it's taken seriously. And I would say in Africa, for instance, football is an avenue to run away from poverty. All right, so a lot of people, you know, if you are born in a environment that is, you know, there's poverty in that particular region, a lot of people start playing soccer, and it has helped a lot of people at least, you know, manage to earn a living and sustain themselves. And I'll also say, in terms of recreational activities, you know, when I get into the stadium to watch soccer or during the weekend, I'm into the pubs, all right, I'm watching soccer, I'm watching my favorite African teams play the World Cup. It's you know, it's like to run away from all the problems that we have. And at least it's some sort of, it brings back, you know, good memories, good feeling. It's healthy for our bodies and stuff like that. And I would also say, I used to play as a midfielder. And when I used play, yeah.
Everybody's a midfielder here.
Yeah. You know,
a
creative midfielder. And so,
animal midfielder. At least midfielder. We have a lot of midfielders here. Okay?
Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing for sure. And I'll tell you one thing is that when I used to play, and I have realized, because I come from East Africa myself, and I would say most East Africans were meant to be coaches, you know.
Really? How is that? Why would you be coaches? And why?
If you are playing, let's say, 22 people on the field plus a referee, and you have like 30,000 fans around, you know, they're telling you what to do, how to kick the ball, you know. So it's like 11 players are playing against 30,000 fans. And in East Africa, everyone has something to say, you know.
Oh, yeah,
so
they do.
It's always a challenge, but I'd say it's very creative here. Yeah. Kick the ball, don't kick. No, do this and that. And so that's the fun about football. I mean, it's incredible.
Okay. Easier said than done.
Easier said than done, yeah.
Well, okay, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa Service. It's come to you Monday at 17:30 UTC right here on the VOA Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
Football is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences and questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa Service. Well, football is an amazing game, but some people say football brings people together. Well, I spoke to my colleague, Patrick Dare, and I wanted to know his take.
It is science and everything in between. That's why it's called a beautiful game. I mean, when you watch soccer, you know, there's something that happens to you.
Yeah.
You know, the whole body just feels... You watch a good move and you know, wow, that was art.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But within that art, there was calculation. Uh-huh. You know, nanoseconds calculations. When Messi scores a goal or, you know, it's a nanosecond calculation. You know, when Ronaldo takes that kick, you know, they're has to be some equation involved in that very subliminally.
And that's the reason it's the most popular game in the world, we say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, when you grow up playing soccer, you know, you kick the balls, and in Africa, everything is a ball.
And so long as it's round. And you find some of these balls, as you say, so long as it's round, some of them made of paper, plastic.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We did that. You know, you made balls out of paper and, you know, plastic, and the inside would be some rubber thing so that it allows it to bounce.
Yeah. Yeah, it got to bounce, right?
Yes.
So tell me, we are watching World Cup right now, and so many amazing things are happening, some disappointments, some big moments.
Oh, man.
What do you think are the really, really big moments you enjoy when you're watching soccer and football in general?
You know, Nigeria made us so proud when they won that match.
Yes.
And then Senegal, of course, you know, somehow, I don't know whether they realize that they're carrying the whole, you know, continent on their shoulder.
Know, right?
And it's a weighty thing.
Right.
But when those moments are moments to celebrate,
right.
You know. And when even the soccer itself, you know, when you see the teams that are coming up and you're saying, I think this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smaller teams are coming up.
Right.
No team is afraid of the other anymore. Germany's out.
Right.
You know,
and you ask yourself, who took out Germany? Because if it's a big name, you're like, okay.
Exactly.
But this is a country you don't even expect.
Nobody expected
what
that.
What does that tell you about soccer in the world right now?
I think there is some equilibrium, you know. The smaller teams are coming up.
Yeah.
So skill levels are, mm-hmm. you know, are getting closer. So mm-hmm. there's not too much dominance.
Right.
There used to be just dominance. When World Cup came around, you knew Germany was going to go through, Italy was going to go through, England, Brazil, Argentina. This was assured, you know, going through.
And find yourself that Italy is not even qualified.
Italy did not qualify. Netherlands didn't qualify.
So soccer is changing the face of the entire world today.
Yes.
So now we have a president in Africa who used to be a soccer star.
Yes, George Weah. One of the best. You know, I was happy that, you know, he became the president.
Thank you, Patrick Dea. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing football. And back to the studio. Let me ask you guys, is football a science? And if it is, why is that?
I think it's science, and I'm not good in science, I'm not good in math, but...
But you think that's what it is. Okay, yes. That's your point. That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to be good in science. Talk about it. But let me ask Elise himself, a professional player in soccer. Do you need a lot of calculations when you're playing the game to make sure you are doing a good job in the football pitch?
Yeah, I think we need math, but not much. You know, like as midfielders, you know, you need to calculate your pass.
Oh, yeah.
So where there is a mat, you see? Maybe these like these long passes, these like chipping the ball to a striker. There you need a mat, and these like these through passes. One defender is here, another one there. You need to pass that ball there in the middle. There they, you need a mat, and you need to be accurate so that the ball can reach where you want exactly. That's why in football, when you are not wise, when you are not. That's why, by the way, they say that you can't play, you can't go in the game when you are stressed. No, you need to be fresh, your mind to be relaxed, so that you can treat everything very well.
Right.
So that's how you see, and that's what I know.
Uh-huh.
In football, we need the math.
Yeah, very well said, my brother. Otieno Nesta, you said you did yourself play soccer. Tell me about your experience when it comes to making sure you're getting your stuff straightened out.
And I'll tell you something, by the way. I'll tell you something for a fact is that soccer, first of all, is a science. Because consider the fact that there's chemistry. You need good chemistry if you're playing soccer. There's mathematics involved. There's biology involved. And let me talk more about this. So when
tell me about especially, you know, when you talk about, like what Al-Jabri said about science and math, I understand. But not talking about Al-Jabri and biology?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's listen to that. This is interesting.
Let me talk about biology that is involved as far as soccer is concerned. You need to be mentally fit, all right? So you need to be in good health. You know, your psychological fitness should be right for the game. I mean, I've seen a lot of good players get into the game and they're not mentally or psychologically prepared and they tend to underperform. So you need to be biologically, you know, you need to be fit biologically. And that's what I mean. As far as chemistry is concerned, you know, there are all these bonds that are involved. I mean, if you look at the 4-3-3 formation, if you look at the 3-4-3 formation, if you look at the 3-4-2-1 formation or 4-5-1 formation. That is chemistry right there. And then again, you need great players. Look at Argentina, for instance. They had one player, Messi, and 10 kickboxers. Look at Croatia. There's good chemistry.
Yes.
I mean, there are players that have a good chemical. I mean, you could just feel the
my
chemistry.
My brother,
the Croatian
you are
team.
Deep. You know what deep is? This is really deep. You know, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel the chemistry in the Croatian team. You can feel the chemistry in teams like Mexico. And then if you look at, for instance, African teams like Egypt, I didn't see any chemistry. There's no chemistry involved. They're over-dependent in terms of one player. And that's where they're unfortunate to lose matches. As far as mathematics is concerned, you need to calculate, like my colleague just mentioned, you need to calculate how you're going to pass, how you're going to score, for instance. That's why most players fail to score penalties because, you know, all this calculation, all these scientific processes that goes on in your brain before you play a match is incredible.
And I think this year, like a lot of the self-goals, a lot of people, they scored in
their own goals. Yeah,
their own goals.
And it's like record-breaking.
Yeah.
you know, even defenders need a mathematical calculation. For you to score yourself, then it means that you failed as far as, you know, your mathematical calculation is concerned.
Indeed.
That's for sure. You did say something. I really loved it, man. That's for sure. You need a lot of science. It's perfectly explained, isn't it, Honeymoon?
Yes, indeed.
I'm telling you. And maybe I should hear something real quick from you, Elise. You tell me in your professional playing all the time, when you talk about these formations, he mentioned 5-4-1, 5-4-3, 4-4-2. Tell me how this affects your game when you're playing your game.
Yeah, about for formation, we pray as a midfielder. You know, sometimes coach can tell we have two holding midfielders, or like, let me say, like, we have two number six. So, me, as they are number eight or they are number 10, I know that if I have two midfielders, two number six, means I'm not going to go back to go back in defense because I have those two midfielders, two holding midfielders. So I need to create there. So, but when we are playing like one number six and the eight, it means I need to go back and I help him. That's where we found that coach is saying that we are playing this formation. Obviously, after coach says you are playing this formation, you understand as a player, you understand the elect what you are going to do in the field. So if you do what he's not supposed to do, you are going to coach your team. That's why before the game, coach just tell us we are playing this formation, we are playing this and this and this, so that we can control very well the game. You know, these things of formation, if you don't do it well, you found that it is costing your team. You saw this game of Argentina and Russia, they had four midfielders.
Yeah.
Those four midfielders, it was to neutralize their midfielders, including Messi, because they know that Messi is a sharp player, a quick player, a good dribbler. He can dribble through like many players. But those four defenders, it helps them so that they can keep, other can stop those passes to reach on Messi.
That's for sure. We always need formation. Anyway, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Mamacita, te amo. Love the way that you are always for me. Señorita, te amo. Love the way that the booty rotates for me. Puede cuestiones, mi amiga. Girl, you know that I love you. Oh, oh, oh. Ikawumpu, kikawungwa. Anything that you want me to, can I go do for you?
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, that's it for our show tonight, where we'll excitedly explore football. A big thank you to my guests on the phone. And of course, a big thank you to you all the way from Kenya, our reporter, Swahili reporter Josephat Kioko. And I also want to thank you, Bizwi Nayo Elise, a football player himself. Thank you so much for your time, brother.
Thank you so much, brother.
Anytime. And in the studio, I want to thank my colleagues in the house. Honeymoon, Al Jabri, the football lady, or I'll tell you, the sports lady, maybe.
The Argentina fan.
Argentina fan. All right, thank you so much, Honeymoon, for coming to
thank
the show.
Thank you, appreciate
it. Anytime. And of course, our intern in the house, all the way from University of
Nevada
in Reno.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic place.
Yes, it is. I want to go there all the time and invite us to come to Vegas sometimes, brother.
For sure. In Kenya, we say asante sana.
Karibu sana. You say asante, I say karibu. Anytime in this show, you're welcome as our intern. We're happy to have you on board.
Thank you.
I want to thank our producer, Jackson Mvunganyi. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be swimming. Well, don't forget, tune in Tuesdays for our discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician will discuss the health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight.